Right, so this is Eric Bergen, the editor of the travelingreporter.com, and I'm gonna tell a little travel story here about when I went to Cuba and celebrated the New Year's Eve in Havana. It was I think 1998, somewhere around there, and me and a friend had had gone to had traveled to Varadero, the bathing resort on the Cuban island. And I think one or 2 days before the actual New Year's Eve in December, we went to the airport to take a domestic flight to Havana to check in order to check in on a at a hotel there and celebrate the New Year in the Cuban capital. And so the airport was very old, very small, and there were long rows of old Soviet-era aircrafts, propeller aircrafts, and we thought, Jesus, this is not gonna work. We're gonna, die flying with one of these suckers. But fortunately, they had a small Piper modern airplane, so we that took us to Havana with no incidents, no accidents either. And so we eventually we found our hotel downtown Havana, and it was full, of course. I don't remember if we had a reservation or not, but if we had, they had sort of thrown that overboard. And either way, there were no rooms. So, but the guy at the desk there at the hotel said, "Well, but okay, we got no rooms, but you can talk to that guy over there." And he said and pointed towards the entrance where a sort of shady figure was standing smoking or something. And we went up a little suspicious about this guy and talked to him, and he set off with us in tow, and we walked a few blocks, and then he knocked on a door in a huge concrete apartment building complex, and we ended up there at a family. Simple. We paid the there were parents and two children, and we paid the parents $15 a day for sleeping and also food. And that was the first part of the story. The second part is about to